I should like to know, from this point of view of how people did their jobs, exactly what a tank section commander's job involved, what his section consisted of, how it was organized, how he dealt with it, what kind of problems were frequent, things like this. Can you talk to me about it as a sort of job?
Yes, I can't quite remember the organization. I think we had four tanks. We varied between three and four. And I can't remember what we had in that particular battle, but I think we had four. And one's job, as I say, was to use those tanks against such areas of enemy resistance as were holding up the infantry, which they told us. And having done that quite successfully, we got the infantry on. To go around, my job then was to go around and find out who was casualties, who'd been killed, who'd been wounded, where they were, and how the tanks were, and whether we could bring them back, and whether they were still working. Generally to collect everybody and everything, you see.
What were the problems of command and control of your unit in an operation?
Well, it was entirely personal. I had no signals, and it was entirely a question of going from one tank to the other, or having them close to you and telling them. It was entirely personal command, nothing else.
Did that involve, for example, during the course of an operation, having to get out of your command tank and rush over to...
Very much, yes. In fact, one spent most of one's time...